wait is over. Over. Tell everyone you know. This is the key to your weekend. You're listening to 3 Grams and a Mic podcast live from Australia. A new perspective on professional sports with your hosts, Cal, Axel, and Cotto. Click, listen, and enjoy.
Welcome. This is 3 Grams and a Mic. I'm Graham Clutton. I'm here with Graeme Kelly and Graeme Foley. G'day, boys.
Gentlemen. Hey, gentlemen. How are we going?
Good for this Anzac Day weekend, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the march or the dawn ceremony? Or
I didn't, unfortunately.
I went to the march, not the dawn ceremony.
I went to the dawn ceremony and it was very, 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 very disappointed.
Oh, so was Kelly.
Very disappointed.
What happened?
So I've been probably for ever since I got married, I think, so probably 15, 16 years. I walk, they'll leave here about 20 past. It takes me about 10 minutes to walk down there. I get there and
Keep longer to walk over.
And the priest is, he's saying the prayer and I'm going, oh, okay, it's a bit odd. Normally they, anyway. And then, so there's still people turning up, like at 5:31, I think I got there, and there's still turning up.
That's when Kerry got there.
And then the catapult party started to leave, and I've gone
half an hour earlier.
Holy shit, I've missed the whole bloody thing. And it was all over by 5:40. Done.
That's so what Kerry said.
Jeez. I didn't hear the last post. Mm-hmm. And they'd advertised it for 5:35.
Yep.
So they had started apparently about 5:15.
Why?
Oh, they got no idea.
Someone decided they were there ready to go and
so it was
too cold.
It was really bad. So the last couple of years, last year, so they haven't got a bugler anymore. So they've got a pipe on the tape that makes away a little bit.
I said that the commemorative service at 11 o'clock after the march.
Yeah.
They had the no bugler.
Yeah. So they played it. That happened last year. They had it on the tape, so they didn't have a bugler this year. But if you're going to advertise something that early in the morning, start it at bloody on time. Don't start at 15 minutes earlier. No,
if you're going to start not on time, make it 5 minutes later.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
And we're still advertising at a different time.
Unfortunately, Anzac Day was I love doing that. Walking down there, hearing the last post, and bloody quiet as anything. It's just it sets the day up, and it was just a debacle.
It's an effort for people to get up and get there.
There's a good crowd, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have been the only. My parents were there. They got there at 20 past, and they missed the last post as well.
Right? Wow. And Kerry came home and said exactly what you did. She was. I was really disappointed.
Yeah.
And they didn't read the names out.
Now, I don't know whether they do that every on. They probably do at the 11 o'clock.
No. I get them doing it at one, not the other. But they wanted to speed them up this year. So at the 11 o'clock one, they didn't read the names either.
Yeah.
But what they did do was read the name of everyone who laid a wreath.
Yeah.
So you could have them in the program.
Yeah.
So people can see who laid wreaths.
Mm.
But while they're laying the wreaths, read out the names of the fallen.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just think that's a huge respect thing. I get not everywhere can do it. I mean, in Sydney, they'd still be going today.
Mm.
But we can. There's, 102?
Is there?
114 names. You get through that in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So, disappointing.
Yeah,
it was. Shame. So I'm going to have to learn how to
blow the bugle.
Because that's the best bit about it is the bloody bugle.
And when it's
I suggested to Kerry that she learns to blow the bugle.
I was wondering how long it would take.
Kerry the bugle, right?
She doesn't want to do it. Worried about messing it up.
And even though she was,
were you there, Kelly, the only one?
No, I wasn't.
No surprise.
Who was
that? You're just getting to bed.
Well, I went to the dorm one in Perth when we were over there once, and
was it the daylight saving that got you over the line?
The time zone. Three extra hours. But they let this dirty great I filled my pants, so I've never been back to one. I've got my nappy.
What about Scott Pendlebury? Did you see the reaction he had when the Jets came over?
Did you see when they came?
Yeah, he reckons he just about shit himself.
They had a flyover last year too. They didn't have that this year.
They did. It was the middle of the anthem.
Sorry, Dan.
So who organised? I was just going to ask. I mean, this is probably not really for our podcast, but who organises the Anzac Day ceremony here in Griffiths?
There's no RSL subcommittee, whatever.
The Exes, there's no RSL club
here. Oh, I thought Peter Vallandis must have had something.
Because I was going to say, if it's council, we should run for council and get rid of those bastards.
Well, they've got openings, actually.
Somebody's asked me, would I run?
Good on you. I'll vote for you.
We'll get one.
That'll change this podcast, won't it?
We've got a councillor on board. We'll change the topic real quick.
I reckon you should
get a googler
in for the bloody next Anzac Days. When's the local council vote?
I don't know. There's sort of like that. Yeah, workshops are coming up. I think November. You should run too.
Kel and I will help. We'll help promote your campaign.
Yeah.
We'll go around.
We'll deface all your pictures.
Yeah, I'll make the pictures. Deface everybody else's, I'll be right. Might need some photoshopping if I'm going to run.
Yep, I reckon it should happen.
I reckon this could be a bit of fun.
Yep. But I learned that they don't have to go to as many meetings as they used to. You know, like you had to be on all the different sporting group committees and stuff. It's by choice if you want to do that now, but you have to go. I think basically they have a council meeting every 2 weeks now.
I wonder if you get call outs. How much money?
Extra meeting this week?
I'm not sure, to be honest. But as long as you get a few trips out,
right up your alley, I reckon.
You'd have to get a few free trips, would you?
Another government job.
You can scam the bloody
ratepayers, scam the.
Well, we're getting increases in rates. We might as well go over some.
I reckon Joycey got about 4 trips to China, and we've got, what have we got in Griffith?
To show for it.
Yeah. Malcolm's was already here. Chinese restaurant.
It's not even real Chinese food, let's be honest.
Oh, Malcolm's, they reckon if you ask for it, he'll do rigid itch.
He gave me sake one day over. It was when he was over at the Coro.
Isn't that Japanese? Or was it Chinese too?
Well, he had it there. I don't know where it came from. Anyway.
You sure?
I'm not sure now. But anyway, it was like this overproof. It was only about that much in the glass. And as soon as you hit your tongue, I felt on the bottom of my feet. It was that potent.
If Cotto runs for council, Joycey had gone to China and stuff. I reckon Cotto could, that sporting event that you said that we
the tour.
We try and get sporting teams to Griffith.
Yeah.
And we could come along as you hold your bag.
Attachés.
Yeah.
Could have council attachés, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it. They're voting a giant big save and they've got to figure out how to fill it. So maybe that's why we've got to go on a journey around the world.
Yes. Messi's playing for,
LA somewhere?
Miami.
The NBA finals we could have here at the West End Sports Stadium.
We could have played the whole bloody final series. They've got enough court.
Olympics. Yeah. We'd have to go to the hockey in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that this year? Paris?
Yeah. Super Bowl at the Sporties.
Next is
my word.
A bit of ice hockey out on the lake.
Yes. Was a user for something. Yeah.
You got my vote.
See that. Yeah, another reason you should run for council. They're closing down the bloody animal.
Oh, at the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because they don't look after the bloody things. That's like the easiest solution there is
not really animals.
Yeah. So that's the easiest solution.
By
RSPCO, whoever it was.
Or above them, whatever it is. Animal rights somewhere.
But if you have animals, you've got to look after them.
Yeah, because it's not that hard. I mean, what they have, a few kangaroos, a few emus, a couple of peacocks.
Yeah.
That was great. The kids, as a kid, used to love going out there and having a look at
them. And tourists.
It's not hard to look after them.
Well, I think they costed it and it was too expensive to keep them.
Yeah, well, if they costed it, that would be. I might get someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you're mayor, Next year,
Karen, move over.
Yep, you'll have a yeah. You'll have a bugler at the Anzac Day ceremony. You'll have a couple of big sporting events, and you'll have some animals there, like Wayne.
Well, to be honest, I'd open those bloody sporting facilities when they should be open. Weekends, for example, when no one they're closed. No one can go and use them. Crazy. Anyway,
and there'll be a dirty great limo with a driver out the front every time I pull up for the podcast.
Well, Doug Curran gets one.
A limo.
Well, apparently he's one of the staff at the council comes and picks him up so he can drink and go home. Allegedly.
Good old Dougie's doing it again.
I like them. But that's a smart move after.
I think they might be related to another issue. Yeah. Righto, what are we going to talk about? Where do you want to start? AFL?
Righto. What do we got? Big game on now.
Yeah, we should be watching it.
No one picked the Blues last week. Did you blokes pick the Blues last week? Undefeated Giants.
I reckon I did.
And they got the undefeated Cats this week.
And I've got them this week too.
I've got them too with no real confidence, but I reckon our big blokes, if they play, they're the X factor in our team. If our midfield, which Long's midfield is probably not as good as ours, I reckon if we can get it out of the middle, we can get it up to those big blokes.
Kurnow Mackay,
Bekoning kicked three last week. Like he's a bit of an X factor.
How's Kurnow going? I haven't watched much of their games lately.
He can turn a game on its head in a couple of minutes. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
he didn't have a kick in the first half last week.
Yeah,
and then when he turns it on,
like, he kicks three in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's been happening a fair bit. That's what I was going to say.
Since last year. Right? Well, he didn't have a good final series last year, although particularly that game against Brisbane. Yeah. But, I'll tell you what, Brisbane Lions, haven't they?
They've dropped off.
Interesting, because Hipwood's doing absolutely, and he's not that old. So
their forwards were terrible. Danaher was hopeless.
Yeah.
Actually, I had him in a multi just to kick a goal each. I thought surely between those two they'll kick a goal. Neither of them touched the ball hardly all night.
Two behinds, wasn't it? Was the return of the pair of them?
Yeah, so the Lions are they're not travelling that well.
They're 2-5.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're battling. Yeah. And a lot of those losses have been at home.
Mm. Yeah. And then you got Cats playing Blues tonight. Cats are 6-0. You guys are 5-1.
Cats haven't played anyone, I must admit. I looked at who they played and I've gone, geez, they haven't really played anyone.
No, we mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide, they beat St Kilda, so they're, 5-2?
Got some bad injuries out of last night's game. Port lost their captain, Rosie, for a couple of weeks. Pau Pepo looks like he's gone for the season with a knee.
Oh.
So, Lear's gone concussion.
That's sling tackle. Yeah, he's in strife over that.
You talk about the Lions. I mean, the issue there is that they not only are they 2-5, well, they lost by 60 points the other night.
Yeah, they got carved badly. Yeah, it's not. I don't know whether they're this. Yeah, I don't know. They got the same side. I don't know what's going on there.
They just stopped after half time, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they were in it till half time.
Mm. Yeah, right. And Essendon had a big, they played pretty well against the Pies. They were up by 30 at one stage.
So what's going on there? The Pies dropped off, or Essendon, they better than what we thought? They were because they're actually the first up. Quarter. They've won four, haven't they?
Yeah, I reckon they're actually midfield's pretty good. They got a lot of
Stephen Dank back at Essendon.
Could be
James Hurd in the background.
I had them bottom four. I think I might have, but yeah,
they've improved. Pies though, I reckon. I said this last year, and I still stand by. I think still Sidebottom's this will be his last year.
He had three possessions, did he? Something like that.
Yeah, and they subbed out somebody else.
Pendlebury. He's still going all right.
Yeah,
did he get his 10,000 disposals?
Yeah.
He was still
probably the top four or five player, Pendlebury. So
he's a quiet achiever. Like
he could go again. Like he's playing.
Probably only one more though. I don't think much more.
Unfortunately for Sidebot, he's on the wing too. I mean, still quick enough, but it's found out a bit more.
Hard to play that position.
They had the younger wing players that he was matched up with. On two nights, not ago now, but he really struggled to keep it with them.
Yeah.
How many games has Pendlebury played?
He's over 300, isn't he?
Yeah, he'd have to be closing in on 400, wouldn't he?
He won't get it this year. Don't think he gets it this year.
Quite sure about that.
He'll go again next year to get that 400 mark, I reckon.
Yeah, he's still playing well enough, and we'll see what happens in the back half of the year. But he's...
the Pies seem to be, for me, and this is just a, you know, not really an AFL follow-up over the, I don't know, decades.
Oh, Jesus, you certainly imitated one last year.
Watch out.
No, but they lost Nathan Murphy. I think that's a big loss for them, even more than they've got up front. And because they just seem to struggle against those big...
You've got to be able to... Like, he's one player.
You've
got to be able to have depth. Like, they had depth last year. They won the grand final last year without him.
Yeah, but he was in the team until he got injured. Like,
oh, but he went in the first bloody quarter or something, didn't he? Like, he went early in that game. Minutes, yeah. So they won that against Brisbane. Like, I don't know.
It just feels like that, though. I'm watching him. Like, it just doesn't seem to be as balanced as last year.
Jack Ginnivan, that's who you're missing. Ginny.
I don't think so.
Jack Ginnivan.
He's probably been one of Hawthorn's best.
He's going
real.
Yep.
So Pendlebury's on 390 games.
Oh, is he? Oh,
he's a lot more.
He's going to get 400 this year.
Yeah, he'll retire this year. He was still side bottom, same time.
Go past Boomer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with Pendlebury being the all-time record holder.
He's been a gun.
Yeah.
No two ways about that.
Right.
Swans are they're looking good.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cats, GWS, Swans and Demons, top four at the moment.
Yeah.
Depending after what happens tonight.
Yep.
Who you got?
Demons.
Cats.
Yeah.
Number one, GWS, Swan and Demons.
No, I'd have Carlton in there.
I'm not sold.
And that's where they are now.
I'm not sold on the Demons yet. Petrarca's been playing well. Gorn's been playing well. I don't know. They need Oliver back.
He's playing now. He played a couple of
weeks. Yeah, but they need him. Like, he was terrible there the other week. Yeah, they're not the same invincible side that they were a few years ago.
Withdrawals?
Potentially.
What about this academy rule, Kel? What can you tell me? Do you love it?
No. I get why they do it. Well, I don't not love it. I get why they do it because they're trying to build the northern states. Mm. Should the Swans have special access these days? Players?
Fairly well established now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
When do they wrap up the academy? When does it become a...
When the AFL decide.
Will it ever?
Well, that's the question. Do they feel they need to have those four teams successful forever to combat the NRL? And if so, how's that fare on the rest of the comp?
Or the NRL.
Fun? the NRL's not their worry, but how is it fair that North Melbourne don't get access to pick one when they come last because we want the Gold Coast to be successful. We want Brisbane to be successful. Brisbane have been up there. Brisbane won three premierships in a row.
Mm.
If that didn't build a fan base, what is? What's giving them another premiership going to do?
Yeah, but how many of those academy sides have won flags in the last 5 years? Like, if the academy is making so much of a difference, then those clubs with an academy, they should be dominating the league. So Gold Coast,
but
GWS,
you did have academies that the other clubs had. So Jamara, you got Hagen, the Dogs got him. So there was competing forces. Now,
so what did you say? The NGA, what's that mean?
I'm not.
What does it mean, though, in the scheme of things?
It's for players who don't – Indigenous players, people with foreign heritage, not your regular PAC.
People from Campbelltown. Yes. Yes.
Trying to put me in a box there.
No, they don't have them because no one's willing to go to Campbelltown to play.
Swans, GWS, does.
So with Tassie. Is Tassie going to have an academy? They're not have enough players down there for an academy.
No, they're
enough talented.
They'll get a mere draft pick.
Yeah, which the other two it's new clubs did when they came in. But are they going to have an academy?
Well, why should they?
No, but they want to promote the game. They want
same reason you're doing it at the Swans.
Does Tassie
what they're saying is this is to get hold of kids at a young age to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have these academies.
Grassroots,
but surely the AFL can run that. The AFL can do that, get in there. Does it have to be run by the club. GWS or the Suns? Can not the AFL bonk some people in an office up there, organise games?
Well, they do everywhere else.
Yep. So run their own academy, if you like. And then those kids are available to anyone. And there's, but Brisbane had people get drafted there when they were crap and want to go home. But
it's quite a few
Francis did that at North Melbourne.
Yeah, I think in those towns where it's, and we're talking about Gold Coast, Brisbane,
cities,
and Sydney,
cities,
towns,
Sydney, towns, cities,
a bit bigger than this.
Where it's not the first sport. They need juniors, and the best way to get juniors is to
have them attached to the club.
Have them attached to the club,
and I'm assuming the hype going down. I'm assuming the academies are more high performance than
they
just
are.
Grassroots.
But yeah, I get that. Like you're mixing with the players,
and then they've got leagues in Victoria that are far better than the leagues in Sydney, Gold Coast, that sort of stuff. So those kids that are coming through junior football are actually playing very good level of football. So they probably don't need academies down there. No. Otherwise, just have everyone have an academy.
If you're the Gold Coast and you come last, you get that best Victorian kid, and then you get your two. So you could end up with picks 1, 2, and 3 in the draft.
Yeah. But they haven't won. Like, if you look at it, they've had academies for a while now. They haven't.
That's true.
Swans, GWS haven't won a flag. Took them a while to even get in the eight and be competitive.
Only grand final a couple of years ago.
They've been up and down. I mean, they haven't been, out and out the best club in the land, and they've been around for a good while.
Three of the four of them, as you say, they've been in grand finals recently.
Yeah.
Brisbane, GWS, and the Swans.
Yep.
So they're competitive, but they're still losing to Victorian teams, aren't they?
Collingwood,
Melbourne.
West Coast?
Well, West Coast have got their own. They're not losing to sides that have academies.
Yeah. It's interesting because I was just thinking, does North Melbourne or other clubs, Hawthorn maybe, remember we talked about how it's difficult for them to get their way out of this. Yeah. Maybe this is the option.
They have academies.
Short term. Or at least the option of developing their own players and hang on to them at a draft time.
But if you're going to do that, it's got to be a long term because you're not going to build an academy.
Yeah, it might be 5 years, 12 months. 5, 10 years, whatever.
But what's enticing those kids to go to that academy? Like what's enticing them to do that?
High performance training which they're getting everywhere else.
Well, they might not get into anyone else. Yeah, potentially. The talent.
I was going to say, you don't want the ones that can't get into anywhere else.
They'll get picked up eventually. Yeah.
Father son one's the interesting one with it, where you can be both father son and academy. Because, as I was saying before, I love the romanticism of the father son. And
he's a romantic at heart.
Oh,
I know.
Ask Harry.
The bugler.
I'm pretty sure we'll know the response.
Ask Kerry the Bugler.
Yeah.
Romantic.
I've got a number of them.
Get her on, see if she can bugle.
Plug it in.
Yeah, let's see if she'll practice the last post.
It'll be your last post, that's for sure.
Dear.
Yeah, no, I reckon if you're father son, you shouldn't be academy available. Like Blakey, who went to Sydney, should have been North Melbourne.
So he chose
the academy.
He chose Sydney instead of North, and he had the option.
Because you have to nominate to be a father-son. Do you? You can just go in the draft if you want. So you don't want to go to your old man's club or your mum's club or whatever?
Well, let's face it, North Melbourne were probably crap at the time, so he's thought... Well,
at the time.
At the time.
And still.
And still.
Yeah, but I reckon if you're a father-son, then that negates your academy. Like, you should then be available to whoever's in the draft. Because that's going to encourage people to go to their club, their father's club. They've probably grown up supporting them. They've got some affinity with them.
Mm.
And if they don't go there, they potentially go to a crapper club higher in the draft. So that will encourage people to maybe take up their father-son options.
Yeah. Now, you're an intelligent man. Is that word crapper actually a word?
Crapper.
The crapper club.
I think our podcast is getting crapper every week.
I tell you what, watching that North Melbourne Adelaide game today, beautiful. They said it was a beautiful day down at
Blundstone.
Beautiful minus two.
No, it was actually a really nice day.
Yeah.
And you thought, maybe they get a bit of a crowd there, North Melbourne, bit of a following. Yeah, they said at the start of the game it was like 5,000 people there or something like that. So it was,
they were talking.
Yes, they might have their own side down there, but are they going to be able to fill a 20,000-seat stadium?
If they get one.
If they get one. You know, if they can't fill it on a nice autumn day down there. Unfortunately, North aren't going that well. I understand that, but they don't play that many games down there. You reckon on a beautiful Saturday afternoon you go down and maybe watch the football?
I think you wouldn't see a team they would.
What's the population of Tasmania? Mil?
Mil.
Oh dear, to be honest.
Yep, and it's really split between the North and the South. I think Launceston's probably nearly as big as Hobart, is it? It wouldn't be far off.
So population's a million, that means it's 500,000 people?
It's split between the North and the South. Virtually, most of it's between, Hobart, Launceston, Devonport. They're probably the three big cities, and two of those cities are up north.
Yeah, and Wollongong's bigger than anything they've got down there. I just don't see how long-term it's only sustainable if they get another team into the league, because it's got to be about broadcast rights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or Gill leaving a legacy.
Well, it's that.
A bit of ego.
That was definitely part of it.
So if they wanted another team and Tassie was not got the population, which I don't know whether it has, to be honest, where else?
Surely.
I mean, the population, obviously Melbourne's got enough teams. Canberra, maybe, but it's probably in a similar
population, to be honest. Yeah.
It's far less population.
It's a transient one when you think about it.
Canberra's a bit like the Gold Coast. They had some
servants,
a bit of success with rugby league here and there. But as a rule, nothing works in Canberra, politicians included.
Well, they don't live there either.
But it's got that transient nature. Everyone's interested in themselves, tires.
Yep.
How much coin they can make out of it.
So it'd nearly have to be, no way it'd work up north. It's not the population.
Yep.
Yeah, they have another team in Perth.
Townsville.
Or Adelaide. No, Townsville would be similar to Darwin, I reckon.
Yeah.
It'd be a waste of time up there.
Cairns, you get some of the Japanese money.
I reckon you got Townsville. How many academies are you going to have?
So they nearly need, I don't know, a site in New Zealand. Like, if you really want to promote the game, then bloody go over the ditch. It's only 3 hours on the plane.
Do they even play over there?
I don't know. But if you want to promote the game and do all that sort of stuff, I mean, rugby league did a good job in America, but that doesn't mean they're ever going to get a team over there. No. They're just after it for pay-per-view or whatever.
They've never actually talked about that.
Well,
hang on just for a second. So did you know that... Well, the former Roosters administrators have got on board with the board in America to run the game over there.
What board?
It was establishing competition in America.
NAFL America.
No, sorry, NRL.
Oh, NRL.
For a minute.
NRL USA board.
Yeah. And so the two Roosters former Roosters administrators just happened to land on there just recently.
Yeah, okay.
NRL aren't happy about it either.
Tell me, why don't they try and recruit out of there?
America.
They have. How many? Not that many, though.
They've got two women.
What's his name? Manfred. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, real fast.
Back in the 70s.
He couldn't catch the ball.
Yeah, played for Newtown, I reckon.
Tackle.
Yeah.
Not that many, though, is there?
Pardon?
Given the size of even the guys
speed
that are.
Why would you come to Australia?
No, if you're a second grade bloody player over there, you go, oh, come over here and make a bit of coin for a couple of years.
Second grade player out there playing the Canadian League.
Playing 10 million.
Yeah.
Make too much money. They also grow up playing gridiron, which is a beloved sport. Like, it's the main sport. And so to come to rugby league, you'd probably be an average gridiron player to do that. Very average.
Mm.
Plus, you can't wear the pads and helmets.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think of the Toby Green tackle? He got 2 weeks suspension this week for a similar one to Maynard's in the prelim final, wasn't it? Last year,
I reckon Maynard should have been rubbed out too.
Of course, he should.
Well, I reckon it was.
Yeah, he would have been if the rule was in place now.
It was different. Then, Maynard actually had his hands up trying to smother.
Yeah.
Toby Green,
he was
went in
way late.
Yeah. He said he was going for the mark, but he gets there and turns his shoulder in, which he bumped.
Yeah.
In the end, he bumped.
Yeah, but that's. Reservation, I get that, but I think it was way late.
But if you leave the ground and he bumped. Yeah.
If he puts his hand out, his fist out to try and spoil the ball, no drama.
What did he get, a week, 2 weeks? Yeah, and he hasn't got a good track record, to be honest, right. So that probably didn't help.
Didn't help. Well, and then in NRL, so we had this Anzac weekend, I guess, in both NRL and AFL, but so we got this. I'll just go for the table real quick and we'll just talk about a bit of that and a few of the things that have happened this week. So Storm are 6-1, followed by the Sharkies on 5-1. Manly are now 5-1. Got out of jail against Parramatta last night. Dolphins are 4-2 and flying. Penrith are 4-2. Roosters are 4-4, are they, Kel?
They are.
Play a few extra games. Penrith are 4-2.
Roosters 4-4. You're halfway through a round.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That's
yeah.
And Broncos, a few of those are bad buys, or
yeah.
Roosters must be due for one, then, are they?
A little while.
A buy,
I think.
Yeah, that's how many buys do you get? Two.
Oh, or one. Three across the year, I think.
Each side gets three.
I think so. Now,
Okay.
Broncos get 4-3. Yeah, you know, during the state of origin and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Raiders are in it. What's that? They're coming eighth.
Wow.
Dogs are on the fringe, so they're ninth.
The cows
are.
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So the Bulldogs had a bit of, a major bombshell during the week. Jackson Tapine is threatening to, or is suing the club for $4 million. And basically, it's been bullied and harassed and vilified and all this sort of stuff because he was late to practice one day, just the one time, he's saying. And it was made to wrestle non-stop for, I think, 35 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah. Against roughly 30 players, 35 players.
Did he wrestle? 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't like it, obviously. But it's created.
Apparently there was a bit of
mental health issues.
But he's saying mental health issues, went home crying.
Mm. Did he... Talk to the club about it and say, look, no, I wasn't really happy how this happened or whatever. I need to see the mental health officer, have a discussion. Did that sort of play out or did it play out after he was speared?
His manager had chopped him to 17 clubs or all the other.
And no one wanted him.
Yeah. No one wanted him.
In the weeks leading up to it.
He'd only played.
In the weeks leading up to the wrestle. So there was already an issue.
Wow.
I believe. I thought that's what I
remember. And you might remember the story last year. There was a player that had mental health. I didn't actually think it was him. I thought it was someone else. I didn't even contemplate him, but now obviously it was. Remember the story last year?
Was there not a – the story was there was a group of Polynesian guys at the club that were not happy.
Yeah.
And
he was one of
them. He was obviously one of them.
None of the others.
Who was the captain? Fataia Mariner or whatever.
Yep.
Golga. Who he's
Raymond Fataia Mariner.
Where's he playing now?
Manly, is it? No.
Is he in
Dolphins? Parramatta?
No.
No, it's Parramatta or Manly. He played the other night.
Yeah. So, and I don't think he played a game after. They took the captaincy off him. He didn't.
He was
injured. So it was all the guys that weren't training, that had an attitude issue, they got rid of.
Which
the club's entitled to do. That's exactly what Serrano said. Because he can't get a game with another club, what you're saying, Kel, is it actually happened before this wrestling incident happened. His manager was trying to shop him around to 17 clubs. He couldn't get a taker. And then now he's played the mental health card because of a wrestling incident because he turned up late to training.
I think it was his first time either.
If all this is going to play out in a court of law, then it's pretty good evidence that, hang on, if you're going to try and sue the club or the NRL or whoever for $4 million because of loss of income over 10 years, well, the evidence shows that the Dogs didn't want him, but there were 17 other clubs that didn't want him either. So where's his at?
And given this is about to go to court, we're just going to put a caveat that allegedly all these things happen.
We're only getting this out out in the public domain anyway.
Yeah.
Just to be sure. The big problem Robert the Dogs have got and the NRL have got is everything looks like it's been set up for a workers' comp claim. All the boxes have been ticked and unsafe as the employer, provided a safe workplace. And if it gets down to that and you can't have punishments in training, then
how do you manage something?
Yeah, where's the game go? Serraldo came out last year and said, we need to change something in this club.
Mm.
And that's what we're going to do. So that's what he was about, was changing standards, behaviours.
Yeah.
Was a wrestling session, did it leave him buggered? Yes. But was he physically injured? No.
He might have been sore, but
you reckon any player isn't sore after a pre-season session?
Was he playing first grade at the time?
He's only ever been in reserve.
He's only ever been a fringe player.
He's played 15 games maybe.
With the Dogs.
Yeah, off the bench. Okay. Hardly ever. I don't think he's ever started.
Yep. And so when did the mental health come in? How long after the wrestling? Was it straight away?
Apparently immediately. Went home and was in tears to his family. And
was he on workers' comp or they would just continue to pay him?
I presume they would have been paying him under his contract.
Yeah. Okay. And his contract.
He probably hadn't lodged a workers' comp claim, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because you'd have to go to a doctor, I'm assuming, and to get some sort of medical certificate.
And he may have.
Interesting.
But at the end of the day, I think he wouldn't have been the first player. We've all played sport. We've all been punished, in training, not necessarily for turn up late or anything like that, but. Yeah, for different things,
Kel should have been punished.
I'm basically being punished
for being
late.
Speak for yourself. I certainly got it.
Oh, not for being late. No way. That would just be a thing that they'd be used to with you. But no, it seems strange and odd that a player would be so affected by that.
Seems strange and odd that it's
come up now.
Come out. So late, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre. But anyway, we'll see how that all pans out. But we lost a Robbo come out in favour, which I couldn't believe it. Nearly fell off my chair when I read that the Roosters coach is supportive of the Bulldogs in this
situation. Robbo is actually a reasonable man. I wish more people would listen to him. EBL, Abdo.
If the Bulldogs had done nothing wrong, then all the coaches should be bloody supportive.
Well,
because I'm sure reckons it happens in every bloody club.
What's the Rugby League Players Association do? Because they've jumped on his side. But if they bring down the game,
there's no revenue.
What are they doing to every other member they've got?
Yeah.
Cool. They're in a nice little spot where
do you reckon if it had been that bad, this wrestling incident, that all those players would have said,
hang on, this, we're not doing this.
Yeah, this is not right.
Yeah, of course.
If it was that.
Yeah. Is there not one player in that group that would say, no, Travis, this.
But there was.
Yeah, but I reckon the Polynesian guys, it was prior to that that was all happening. That wasn't.
I was going to say that
yeah.
It's a bit rough to say it was the Polynesian guys. There might have been some Polynesian, but I'm sure.
Back then, that's what they were saying. I'm
but,
not sure.
Yeah, Kikau would have been happy with it, maybe. I don't know whether he was or wasn't. But
well, it would be a standard at Penrith. It would, assume he brought that across.
I mean, they're senior guys.
Serraldo was Penrith.
That's what I'm saying. He would have brought that across as a benchmark thing. But anyway, I think at the end of the day, there's plenty of other punishments that would have done over time. They're focusing on this one. Potentially this is one that shouldn't have been done, but we'll see. We'll see how that all pans out.
How the Bulldogs going this year versus last year.
Yeah, that's it. 3-4.
I mean, at least they're a hell of a lot more competitive. They'll get smacked last year. It was hard to watch them.
They've lost four games. I reckon two, if not three of those, they could have won.
They could have won. Yeah, they've been in every game. They're competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Bugler you'll need.
Bugler. Axel. That's it.
And Kel.
You're going to get us that next year. Councillor Cotton.
Don't think so.
Councillor Cotton.
Well, we did lose the grade of the game, I reckon. Character
of the game. He was very ill. The guy who brought down the draft.
He was the player that brought down the draft.
He was very tough.
Very good footballer. Natural footballer.
Yeah. You know where he's developed?
Souths, was he?
Yeah. Souths Junior.
He played 1 year at Roosters.
Souths. Where else did he play?
In the draft.
Played West, at Manly.
That's how the draft went down because he wanted to play at West, not the Roosters. And Gibson was the coach at Roosters at the time. He wanted to play under Warren Ryan at West.
That's right, exactly.
You know, he was strong. He played New South Wales, Australia.
Yeah.
He was good footballer.
Won comps with Manly.
Yep.
Yep.
But then he was famous for gonads.
Gonads on the footy show. Yeah. And his lozads.
Yeah. And him and Kenny Callender, the spinning.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
But so he had a heart attack, did he? It's another one with a heart attack.
Yeah.
Early 50s,
I think.
Bloody steak clear of Southeast Asia. What I'm saying.
Number 52, what is that? Glad I got past it.
Yes. No, it's not good. Oh, better get your ticker checked, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they say. Kick off rugby league talks of getting rid of it because it's the collision.
Lewis. No, played for the Panthers and the Sharks.
Luke,
on the radio on the way here, and he said he's never watching another game if they get rid of it.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, interviewing Dale Finucane, who just this week has retired. As a result of concussions.
He was a good player.
And he said, I think I would be in exactly the same boat as Luke Lewis.
Yeah, right.
That he would not watch the game if they get rid of the kickoffs.
Yeah.
But just at what point is the onus on the player to look after themselves?
Are they pulling that card out because of the number of injuries that have happened from a kickoff?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, they looked at all the head injuries and that type of stuff. More happens at the kickoff than anywhere else across the game.
Yeah. Well,
they'd have to. Have they actually produced the science or the evidence behind it?
The numbers, but I believe that that's what.
And there is some legitimacy to it because you're back almost 30 meters before you get hit, because you catch it on your try line or over the try line, and you're running. You get hit roughly around the 20 meter yard. So it's 30 metres, big wind up. They're coming from the halfway and over. So by the time you get there, it's a big collision. There's no doubt about that. But what I actually think is actually gets hurt the most in those scenarios, it's often not the guy running the ball.
No, it's not the ball carrier. It's the defender. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
His head in the wrong spot.
At what point do you have to protect yourself? Like there were three – when Sully got knocked out in the first tackle of the Anzac Day game, there were three blokes going high.
Mm.
That's a so there's four heads in there.
He ducked into it though.
Yeah, but there's four heads in there.
Sully.
Asking for trouble. So I don't know. Do you say, if you want to change it, don't get rid of the kickoff. Say, all right, if you catch it on the full, you get a kick for touch. So the kickoff, they have to find the grass, which will slow the game down.
Oh, yeah.
Blokes won't be charging from, we don't have a bloody halfback catching on the try line with a prop forward that's come off the fence.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you kick off and if I catch on the full, I get a kick for touch and we play from there. But if it hits the ground, there's going to be more wobbling around. So it might change how you kick off, but don't get rid of the kickoff. Don't start with a play that
must be touch football.
So does the in the NFL, they've obviously got helmets. Has it lessened head injuries?
No, they've got
concussions.
Then the argument is they think they're protected, so they'll bash into each other with helmets. So.
Even putting helmets on all the rugby league guys and say, right, we're all playing with helmets now.
Wouldn't help.
Make it harder. So why? A false sense of protection when your brain's still getting rattled when the helmet's hidden.
But Luke Keary's been wearing headgear for a number of years now. He's still suffering from concussion when he gets hit.
No, I'm talking about helmets, not headgear.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about like
motorbike helmets.
Well, you know what? It'd probably get to that, to be honest. If everyone's going to sue one another, then they're probably going to have to say, well, just we either scrap the game altogether or we're going to put that much padding on everyone so no one gets hurt.
Imagine playing AFL with one.
I'll tell you.
You can't see.
We're probably going to have mirrors on the helmet.
Well, I can see what's coming from behind.
Because they're talking about marking contests being the biggest place for concussions.
Essence of the game.
Yeah, you get rid of that.
You can see the Jamie Elliott
mark.
That was one of the best episodes for a long time.
But yeah, unless they start to wear bloody motorbike helmets,
that won't happen.
Well, what are they going to do?
Nothing.
Everyone's going to sue one another, and then there'll be no money left.
It'll adapt.
Yeah.
Well, like Kel said, you just find different ways to kick off.
But there's still going to be head clashes.
I just think the players need to be taught differently. The coach, you know, over the years, coaches have adapted that. Like you think about Craig Bellamy, who brought in the wrestle, right? That didn't exist until he took over.
So maybe Tupany should be suing Bellamy.
The coaches, yes.
If he brought the wrestling.
I think it's up to the coaches to change their style.
There could be no rugby league in 100 years' time.
Yeah, well, we won't be here to find out.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I blew a try.
You look at league from the 70s, completely different game.
Yeah.
One bloke crackle around the legs. Artie Beetson would never be the player, the revered player he is, because he wouldn't be able to offload because there's 45 blokes.
At his size too. So they weren't as big as him as they are now.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Payne Huss here.
They're way bigger.
Quicker.
Yeah, their wingers are running.
Ron Coot, a legend of the game, wouldn't survive in today's game.
Yeah, Norm Proven would be. He's probably big enough to be a centre or a second row. Yeah. A lock, maybe.
Tell you what, the West Tigers signed a few, haven't they? They're exciting for them.
Well, they've got Luai coming, and they just signed Taruva from Penrith. And he's a great little winger / fullback. So they've got Buller already playing for him. He's a really exciting player. They've got this, what's his 5'8" name again, Kel? Galvin.
Oh, yeah.
They've got Parasau in the hooker spot. Luai coming, like I said, play half a 5'8".
You know, Benji's got them going well. Even this year, I think they're playing.
They're on the up.
They're competitive. Yeah. Yep.
They're when did the NRL put their salary cap up to match Canterbury's?
Mate, I don't think people live in glass houses that shouldn't throw stones, I don't reckon.
And someone, who was the big, was it second rower or centre at Penrith that's gone as well?
Fennell Blake.
No, James Fisher-Harris gone to New
Zealand. Fisher-Harris.
Fennell Blake's coming back this way from the Warriors.
Yeah. They've lost a few, Penrith, haven't they? You were thinking the last couple of years. Wow.
This year, like, there'll be a tipping point. Because they've lost Lenu, they've lost Luau, they'll lose Fisher-Harris.
Garuva.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they won't go four in a row.
Oh, and they lost
Burton.
Yeah.
Brighton.
Kick out. Yeah. And they also lost just during the week Nathan Cleary's brother. His name's Jet. New Zealand Warriors. Yeah. He's only like 17, 18, or maybe a little bit older. But Yeah, so he's like they said, he's a good player as well. And his father obviously played in New Zealand. So
he was born over there.
Yeah. Mm. Some was, yeah, that's right.
They'd have a fair juniors base out there at Penrith, wouldn't they? I mean, it's a fair catchment they got out there, to be honest.
But losing them so quickly is what would be worrying me if I was their coach.
Yeah,
it's hard to develop players that quick. So anyway, they've seemed to bounce back this year. So see how they go.
Jeez, that's a good try if you got that.
Well, they just nearly scored there a minute ago, so they're
in trouble. Did you see the Anzac Day game between the Chooks and the Dragons? No. Well, it goes to what you were saying about whether we're in a bit of strife going into it, but it's a bit about who you've played and who the other teams haven't played, like St. George's form line, obviously.
But you beat them 60-18.
They did, but here's my question.
It was tight early, wasn't it? Was it tight early?
Yes, St. George were up 6-0.
No, it was like 10-6 at one stage, so.
No, they were up 6-0.
Yeah, I know, but Roosters were only up 10-6 at one stage for a fair bit.
Well, they were 6 all at one stage. No, they went up by sixes. They were never 10-6.
Oh, okay.
Walker kicked 10 from 10.
I might have been 18-6, I think, not 10-6. He was great, though, Walker.
Yeah, he was superb, but.
I reckon that was a try.
It was. I don't know. Confirmed.
Oh, no, it was, but I don't reckon it was. I reckon the ball's hit the bloody flag.
Two things. Flag doesn't count anymore.
No, the corner posts are just for show.
The ball hit the fucking post. How does that
hit the post?
Yeah.
Why is the post there?
It's for show.
Just say, when the ball gets kicked from in the field of play, it goes on the wrong side
of
the post.
When did they change that?
About 5 years ago.
The corner, but more than that.
The ball was planted on the darn post. If it wasn't leaning on the post.
That might be controversial. We'd have to look at that.
So back on the Chooks game, Tyrell Sloan kicks Walker, Kiri. He did them both in the head right in front of the touchy.
Yeah.
So he's got.
That sounds fair to me.
Two fines, no penalty issued.
He's done it twice in one game, got fines.
Yep. But he's gone up first offence for both. Now, I get if he gets off one, then the other's a first offence. Surely if he gets done on one and he's then done on the second one's got to be second offence, which should be a suspension.
How did he kick him? Like playing the ball or something?
Just lashed out with his foot. Yeah, it was just.
Is it because it's in the same game?
But surely. If you go on the first one, the second one's got to be second offence. I get them going up both first offence, but surely it changes.
I'll be in trouble there. Wow.
Well, and the flunker can, come in and get sin bin, but it said nothing. And 60 points to 18. The Roosters smashed them. Like every stat the Chooks win.
Same try.
Six agains, two against the Roosters for ruck infringements, two against for six agains for inside the 10. You can't tell me St. George, who were completely gassed, did not infringe once in that area.
They have none.
None.
Well, they probably didn't have to. The game was all over.
Just a joke. It's not a game. Like, they were just running backwards all game. They got smashed. You can't. Be smashed, have 60 points put on you, and not be stuffed. Like,
well, they didn't want it to turn into 100.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody watch it.
Yeah. There was a few brain fades in the rugby league in the last few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Milne, he should get more for that. I don't know what they call it, but taking the legs out.
Like, right at the end of the game, like, that was just. Parramatta one was
the worst one.
And he was winger who had a great game. Scored three tries and then just does.
He just scored. Stupid a try too.
Elbowing the guy in the head and punching him in the head or whatever he was doing. He'll go for that.
Yeah, he'll get a few weeks.
Is Brad Arthur gone?
No, not Arthur. Not on the back of that game. They were pretty good that night, last night.
Well, they got in front and then got run over pretty bad.
Yeah, but they were down 1-6. Player in the back end of a game. Only 10 minutes to go in the game.
But they were down 4 points before that happened.
They got in front. The lead in 18-16. Okay. And then they got blown out.
Yeah. How many games does South need to lose before the coach goes?
Probably one more.
One more? Why? If he wins, if they win next week, he's right?
No, I think what's the point of sacking him right now unless he's totally lost their
manager? Who have they got next week?
I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, it's Penrith.
Sounds like they're just going to have to do it anyway, aren't they?
Were they competitive against Melbourne? I didn't watch the game.
Surely they know.
Early, like.
Very early.
Early, like St. George.
I reckon Mitchell, I think, is back this week, isn't he? Come on. I'm pretty sure it's this week. So if he plays this, say, the next 3 weeks and they lose all three, I'd say, see you later, coach.
Surely they know now whether they believe in him or not. If they don't, get rid of him. Just do it. Don't lead him along. Just do it. Next three games surely does not make a decision on whether you believe Demetrio's got the group, whether he can coach or whatever it is. You know now. If you're saying if he doesn't win in the next three games, he's gone. Just do it now.
Yeah, I'm not the GM, though. And I'm not that close to the club.
You can't put a lot of Mitchell either.
No, I just mean because you've got star players, players.
White and Walker as well.
White's tried hard. I mean, Walker, I'd have real doubts about his ability to play anymore at this level. He's been bad for 2 years, to be honest, since he played State of Origin, actually.
Which was last year, middle of last year.
Mm. He went downhill ever since. Maybe it's inflated his ego, I don't know. But he was a good player. I'm not sure he's playing like anywhere near that at the moment. And I think there's some internal stuff going on. I heard about so what's the Burgess brother, Luke Burgess? Yeah, Luke Burgess and Tom, who was out injured at the time, went to watch one of the South games. And so they organised. Russell Crowe gave him his box.
Oh, he showed up with
his mates. Eight of his mates. They're only supposed to have two people there because it was already had people in there. Turned up eight of his mates and started eating all the food and playing up. Yeah, you don't do that in your own club. That shit in your knees.
Doesn't sound like a Burgess.
Yeah, given what Sam Burgess had already been through, he's sort of going.
I knew which one of them was touching up. Well, allegedly or accused of touching up the bird when he dropped off a signed jumper.
Yeah, I think that might be Lucas.
Who was the bird?
I don't know.
A supporter,
probably. Yeah. Sponsor. What is that? Not whoever it was, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
One of our boxing is saw during the week, Nikita Zhu had a victory. He won pretty easily, 188, 99 to 90, 189. So he dominated, really, but went 10 rounds.
He had to strip 2 kilos pretty fast, apparently.
Mm.
A bit worried that might have taken a bit out of him.
This is against the Italian Crichty, I think is how it's pronounced. But, so that was in the super welterweight. So we'll see
how he Italian or Australian?
Italian, I think.
Italian based in Australia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because they were fighting for the Australian title.
Oh, as well, was it? Yeah, right.
Where's he go?
I'm not sure what he's
His career's building a bit like his brother's, really.
So he's had nine fights.
He gave it away earlier. Yeah, I think that was the problem. He's only just taken it back up. So that's
he's an architect, I think, isn't it?
He did.
Successful too.
Yeah.
He went to come when he was a kid, apparently, Golden Gloves.
So, yeah, I don't know. What weight class is he at? He's a
super welterweight.
Is it super welterweight?
Mm.
Isn't that what him fights at?
I think he's welterweight, isn't he?
No, he's super welterweight, 154.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he looks bigger.
Nikita's
bigger?
They're definitely a different weight.
I've got that from the... news this morning, but
He looks a bit bigger than Tim, I would have thought.
Mm.
A
big left hand on him. He's southpaw.
Yeah. Soccer news, so Arsenal jumped to the top. Remember, we keep looking at this every week.
Still Manchester City's to lose.
They've got
games in hand.
One game in hand.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool's still third, so.
Zev dropped some games, Liverpool.
Yeah,
Liverpool got their new manager.
Everton 2-0. During the week.
Yeah, they got beat last week too, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, they're falling off the.
So I think
they're
great way for Klopp to go out.
The headlines were Liverpool's aim to win this season under Klopp is a flop.
You got their new manager though, Arnie Slot.
Arnie Slot replaces Klopp.
Oh my god!
Where's he from?
Slop,
Feyenoord, Slot,
Feyenoord. Verdesi, or however you pronounce the Dutch league.
I bet it doesn't sound like that.
Slot.
Arnie
replaces Klopp.
NBA. I'll just get a quick NBA. So you got Timberwolves given Phoenix Suns, who probably got the strongest starting team, but they're out. It's like they're up 3-0, so Timberwolves will win that. Minnesota Timberwolves. Who's ever heard of them?
Oh, we had what's his name? Our guy.
Pardon? Jared Hayne.
Jared Hayne played for Minnesota.
Alec Longley, wasn't it?
Drafted
by them?
He could have been.
Then he went to the Bulls.
Yeah. But didn't you also have he's still running around over there, getting long in the tooth.
Ingles?
Yeah, Joe Ingles.
Utah, I think.
Jazz, you reckon?
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, he might have been. I don't remember him at Minnesota, but anyway, someone. Who else? You got? Oh, Thunder. So you got Warwick Giddey's team. They're going really well at the moment, so they should go through. Mavs and Clippers, they're equal. Denver flogged the Lakers. They're up 3-0.
Yeah, they beat them with a buzzer beater first up, and then the Lakers have fallen apart.
Yeah. Pacers and Bucks 1-1. Cavs up 2-1 over the Magic. Celtic, they got beaten by the Heat, I think, the other night. So I think they're 1-1 now. Knicks are up 2-1 over the 76ers. So watch that. So that's still going. I watched a bit of the NHL, but I haven't written down who's playing who, Kel, in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that's still early. It's first round. So
I watched the game the other night. It was a big fight.
That's – I didn't realise Joe Ingles. He's a bloody big, small forward.
6'9", yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, 6'9".
6'9".
Yeah.
That's
A bit slow now for that league, though. Kel, what else you got?
Oh, I don't have anything else.
I know.
That's it. Kel's got to get home to
check practice on his bugling.
I'm not bugling.
You got one of the girls' boyfriends home?
They've gone out till 21st.
Oh, right.
They'll be there last week too at your house.
Huh?
They'll stay there last week too, didn't they?
No. This week.
Is there
a put the icing sugar on the carpet upstairs to make sure there's no footprints between rooms.
Is there a curfew?
No, there's not.
No curfew.
How old's your daughter then?
She's only 21.
Yeah, there'll be no curfew.
Be showing the boyfriend's new gun cabinet.
Yes, that's right. If you haven't got one, you need to get one. Yeah. Even if there's nothing in it.
Yep. Gun cabinet. That's it.
I'm curious, Kel, out of those three children you have, do any of them have the same traits? Are they like, who sleeps in?
They all sleep in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but they're better at getting up than I am.
Do they stay up as late as you do?
No, but they're all night owls. But they
take after your old.
Alex and Hugh are early to everything because they're sick of spending their life being late when their father was in charge. they're three minutes early for everything they go to.
What about you, actually? Are you girls that's similar to you or more like
sleeping? I'm normally first to bed in my house.
And first up probably too, eh?
Michaela's first up.
Okay.
She gets up very early.
Yeah, right. When you're at work, she gets up at
4 o'clock. She gets up 4 o'clock. Yeah. Normally most mornings.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Takes after her father.
Yeah, right.
Gets up early. I don't get up that early.
4 o'clock.
In the wintertime.
That's still the day before.
You literally would have just gotten to bed, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Especially if there's professional sport on overseas, you would be watching that for sure.
I must admit, I haven't watched much of the IPL.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Bairstow. What did he score? 100 odd off 50 balls or something? Yeah. Went crazy.
Stoinis went nuts the other day and Ponting's dropped.
Just on Stoinis, he's out of the contract at the moment.
I think. Yeah, with Australia. But you got the World Cup coming up, and he's lit it up, and Davey Warner's just got dropped by Ponty.
Did he really?
Wow. Again, not scoring any runs, obviously.
Yeah,
okay.
Not at that level. Well, until next week, boys.
See you, boys.
Later, guys.
Thanks for listening to 3 Grams and a Mic podcast. Don't forget to connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.